After the service we had last week, and I won't read my reading lesson, but what I was going to take from my text and my thought was going to be denying ungodliness in this present world. And that comes out of Titus in the 2nd chapter in the 12th verse. It's putting two things together in that verse. It says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. And I believe for what's went on here today, that would have been sure enough appropriate. And so that's the reason why I had to still read it, because it's still sure enough appropriate. I want you to know, in this day and time, it was written then down, and God inspired the man to write it down, and it was true then, and it's true still today. And if the Lord lets it stand 100 years or 500 years from now, we'll still need to be denying ungodliness in this present world. Because in the present world we live in today, it's awful easy to get caught up in ungodliness. I tried to preach a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago, and he buried his cross and talked about, he told us to take up our cross and follow him. I want you to know part of that is denying ungodliness. Amen. Denying living in the sinful lust of this old world. It's hard. It's hard. You say, well, it ain't hard for you. You're a preacher, you're a pastor. Surely you can deny living in ungodliness. I want you to know it's just as hard for me as it is you. Maybe a little more so, because the devil knows if he can get mine, Brother Hackett's influence, then he can steal a lot of other people's. I want you to know he's trying his best to get us. Amen. He has took this coronavirus and went wild with it. He's used it for a tool. And I have to say I've been one of them that's allowed him. I believe we need to be feared of this virus. I don't believe we need to go at it not being concerned about it and everything, but also we can't let it consume us. Because when we give up and quit serving the Lord, where's our help going to come from? We're all looking for, we're waiting for them to get that shot where they can stick it in our arms, they're going to take care of it. We better not put our trust in that shot. Amen. We better put our trust in the one that's able to truly take care of it. You know what will take care of that? Some true repentance and turning away from our evil ways. And he will heal our land. He's got the antidote for this. But you know what we're doing? Every one of us, we're looking to the world for the answer. Just like we do in everything else. And we need to be looking to God. And that includes me. I didn't say in y'all. Last Sunday, I wasn't preaching to y'all. I was preaching to us.
Amen.
That's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It was sticking me just as hard as I studied and prayed about it. And when I got up yonder, it was slicing me left and right. Some of them said, you probably hurt some feelings today. I know I did. It hurt mine. It wasn't no problem to it. It hurt. The truth hurts. Somebody can tell a lie on me and it might bother me a little bit, but I can deny that. Don't bother me very much. Somebody can tell the truth on me, boy, it hurts every time. It'll cut you to the core. It's been good to be here today. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful there's some good news. You turn on the TV anymore as far as news goes, and you'll be awful down and out pretty quick. But there is good news. You won't find it on Channel 5 or Channel 4, but you can find it from the Word of God and from His house. There's still good news coming out, and I'm thankful for it. Anything else on your heart?